You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Hey, everybody, it's James. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. Today is myself and my co-host, Mr. Luke LaCoy.
Luke La Quinta.
Luke. I knew you were going to do that.
It's a great hotel. I mean, I highly recommend it.
Well, thanks to Luke, we are jumping straight into this. And our special guest today is Vic Quintanilla, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I was gonna do it the white way, Quintanilla, vanilla, like you're, you know.
Funny thing is, when I go out and perform, I just say Vic Q. That's my stage name. It's just simple,
right.
You know. I'm trying to. Everyone out here is trying to be woke. I'm trying to be Americanized and marketable as possible. You know, so I just say Vic Q. But yeah, Vic Quintanilla is the appropriate way of saying him. So.
Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get roasted later by like any Latino listeners I have. I'm like, James, come on, buddy, come on. I'm like, look, I don't speak Spanish. I have a hard time ordering a Taco Bell. I'm not going to do well in the real world.
Well, you're supposed to pronounce it, I guess, Quintanilla. But to me, it's just as silly to do that. One thing about Spanish people that are silly is that we have the tendency to try to one-up each other. I don't know in other cultures if they do this. I don't know if Germans do this. I know Italians might do this or Jewish people might do this. But with Hispanic people, they like to one-up, you know? Yeah. So that's why I think, you know, a lot of Hispanics voted for Trump was because they didn't understand what the heck Latinx or Latinx. They're like, what is that? they probably thought it was like the cartel trying to take over their family. So, yeah, we just like to one-up each other. We're horrible.
I thought it was like the Latino X-Men. I was just excited. Yeah. Like, oh, we're getting a lot of
exactly. They're like, what are they? Is that Wolverine? Oh, no, that's just my cousin Enrico. Yeah.
Exactly. That reminds me of the beginning of 22 Jump Street, where they like call him the Mexican Wolverine, you know, like sleepy. Like I love that part. Exactly. That's one of the funniest things in the world.
Yeah, that's actually a really good that's a good phrase. Yeah. I think it's great.
So Vic, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from I'm from North Cal. I know you guys are in Southern California.
Yeah, or LA.
And, yep. Yeah, down near LA. Are you guys in actually LA County or are you guys outside? Are you in other
I actually live on the LA County Ventura County border.
Okay. Yeah. So someone's at my door. Hold on a second. I don't know what's going on. This normally never happens. So
let's
see who's on the podcast right now.
Yeah. Put them on the podcast.
Yes. Are you doing a follow-up to see if you got a camera?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, hold on a second. Okay. I'm in the middle of something right now. I'm working right now. So I apologize. Okay.
This is the best. We're leaving this in the podcast.
Yeah. So somebody like left this. Someone accidentally delivered this to my house.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. And I was like, I don't know who ordered that. And I try to call and do all this stuff. But here, let me give it to him and see what happens here.
You're a good.
Here
you guys go. All
right. You want to send it back or no?
It's not mine.
It's not yours.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I'm being a good Samaritan. Merry Christmas. Okay. All right. See you guys. Okay. Thank you. All right. Sorry about that.
They were so stunned. They were like, wait, you're just gonna give it back? Well, you got it for free.
It's not mine. What am I gonna do? I mean, I'm trying to be a good person. I could sell it if I wanted to, but here, take it. Sorry about that. Yeah, so I'm sorry for that interlude, but yeah, I'm in Northern California. I'm actually about 30 minutes away from Sacramento, so I'm in a town called Stockton, and so that's about 30 minutes north of the capital. So, but you guys, are you guys in LA County or are you guys in Orange?
Luke's in Orange. I'm in Ventura, which is on the LA County. Okay. I'm right on the border. Is it Stockton where the Diaz brothers are from?
Yes. Stockton is, that's one of their claim to fame. That and crime.
I'll stick with the Diaz brothers.
The Diaz brothers are from Stockton. Yeah. So there's a lot of things about Stockton that's funny, but yeah, crime's one of them, but yeah. And the Diaz brothers. Yeah, definitely. Yep.
I'm more into that part. All right. So how did you get started in comedy and what do you do for comedy? Because I know you have like a religious component to your to your stand-up and stuff. So kind of give us a little story there.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I've been doing comedy since 2013. Obviously, with COVID, it's been really difficult to do shows, especially the local scene in Sacramento kind of like shut down, because I used to go to the Comedy Spot often, which is like near downtown Sacramento. I know in other places, I'm sure there's other local spots where people do open mics and stuff like that and everything. So, you know, there's all that going on. But for me, I was a pastor, and how I learned how to like, I was a pastor for 10 years, and how I learned how to like speak in church was through comedy. So that kind of was like my end to comedy. People ask me, well, how long have you been doing comedy? Well, I've been speaking since I was 17. And my dad was very, he was very old school religious from Mexico type of guy. None of my family's Catholic, so they're all Protestant, which is really weird. So like my whole family's like from a Protestant sect of Christianity. And my dad would be like, oh, you want to be a preacher? You better watch preachers. And so every Saturday, he would put me in front of TBN, which I think is probably the worst thing you can do to anyone. And I was like, but dad, this is a show. But when he would leave the room, I would change it to back in the 90s, Comedy Central used to have Premium Blend on Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah. So they would showcase like Eddie Murphy, George Carlin, Jerry Seinfeld. That's how I actually learned, which those guys are not religious and you should never quote most of their material, but that's how the timing, how to tell a joke, how to captivate an audience. That's how I learned how to speak, was through comedy. And I remember when I first started speaking, a lot of my elders or mentors would like get mad at me. They would even say like, hey, this isn't the Tonight Show, you know, be more focused on the religious aspect of things. And then I kind of was like, shit, this is a bad thing. But after I graduated seminary, I kind of was like, you know what? This is a gift that I have, and this is the way I'm going to communicate, and this is, I'm going to be who I am. And that's kind of how I got into it. So a lot of the jokes that I have used, actually I've used in sermons. So it's interesting, because I think the two mediums, even though there's different purposes in them, they're very similar. I think in a lot of ways, granted material, is different, and but the presentation, the actual medium isn't very different. I think as a comedian, you have to be quicker and you have to be more, more professional, but yeah. So I've been doing that, and, I do a lot of Instagram videos. That's kind of where I'm kind of more morphed to, and just do like little Instagram things and, that, but you know, comedy is a passion of mine, obviously when COVID gets, you know, when COVID gets, I thought we hit the season finale during the election, but I think
this is season two.
Yeah, season two, man. SARS is about to make a guest appearance. You know what I mean? So, and swine flu is going to come out, I heard, you know, but yeah, I thought, but once that hits, probably get back up and try to hit some open mics and keep going.
So are you a preacher right now? Like, do you have a work at a church right now, or what's your?
No, thinking? I used to. Yeah. Actually what I do, my day job is I'm actually a hospice chaplain. So
Nice.
That's what I do now. I do that now and during the day, and I enjoy it. And then, it gives me a lot of flexibility to, if I had to go like perform in the evening, I haven't done that yet, but if I go perform in the evening, or, you know, I have most weekends off and stuff like that. So it is a day job, but it's a nice, kind of segue, and believe it or not, even in that realm, using humor, visiting people when they're sick, but making light, you know, making things, it's very disalarming to people. I think comedy can be so disalarming, no matter what, however it's presented, it's always disalarming to everybody. So, that's one of the beauties of it.
Right. Well, they always say laughter is the best medicine, right? So
yeah, that's true. And I think too, when people hear words preacher or chaplain, or they think about those things, they have these misconceptions and these preconceived notions. And so when they see someone that kind of doesn't fit those stereotypes, it's like, they're like, wow, that's different. You know, like, okay, this is not what I think it is, you know? So that's kind of how, I still use comedy even in my day job at that time. Plus there's a lot of funny things that happen, believe it or not. I know hospice is not to be insensitive, but man, there has been so many funny things I've seen, that have been morbid and kind of weird and twisted, and you're just like, man, if you don't have a sense of humor, I don't think you can work this job. It's just crazy. So it's just crazy.
Luke, did you have a question?
I was just gonna say, like, it's kind of a funny world. Like, I met James through Instagram, and then I think through James's Instagram I found out about Vic, and so like, we're all like IG buddies.
I think it's the first time I think I've talked to either one of you in person, but I've talked to you guys through Instagram. It's just weird how connected, that's the beauty of social media that I think is missed, is that how you can get involved into a community and really connect with people. I think that's the essence, or all this other garbage that's around it, I think is that's their own thing. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, that is kind of a cool. That's what I thought about when I was like, man, this is the first time I ever talked to these guys. It's awesome, you know. But I've watched the podcast, I've listened, I've supported.
Thank you.
And, you know, and everything. And so it's kind of neat to be a part of the experience.
I'm sorry that Luke talks so much on the podcast. I try to really talk to him about it, but
I know, man. Luke, what are you doing, bro? You're like Chatty Cathy over there, man.
I don't want to get punished anymore off screen.
You're like, stop talking too much. You know what I mean? So.
Someone's going to think that I do like punish you off the ship. Luke.
Put the lotion on its skin. Don't ever talk again.
Yeah. They're going to be like, James, why are you doing that to poor Luke? He's so nice.
I know. He does look so nice. They're like, James, what are you doing, man? What's going on?
He's the best. So with comedy and with religious stuff, besides like your mentor saying anything to you, was there any people who kind of gave you backlash about that? Cause it does seem to be a hard thing to do. Right. But then you have like people like Michael Jr. Right. Who does kind of shares, you know, he's not really a pastor, but he shares in churches and events like that. But like, have you had backlash on that? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great question. No, you know, what's funny. I haven't had backlash. In fact, I've had a lot of support. I think it's because, for me, my ultimate goal in comedy isn't really to be a Christian. This is going to sound, a lot of people are going to get mad at me saying this, Christian people will. But I'm not out to be a quote unquote Christian comic. I want to be a comic that just happens to be Christian. And so, yeah, so to me, I'm just a comic that happens to be that way. My material is going to reflect that. I mean, me talking about drinking or sleeping around, I don't do those things in my real life. So why would I write material that I don't really do? I feel like that would actually be disingenuous and fake. And whereas there's guys out there that do blue material and they're great at it, you know, they're funny and it's well written, but that's a reflection of their life. So for me, I have to write what I know. So I make jokes about being a tall Mexican because I'm a tall Mexican. That's weird, you know what I mean? I'm like almost 6'3", so I'm like the height of four of my cousins, you know. And so you know what I mean, like I get one. Well, four of them, and you stack them up against, and that's me, one Vic, and that's weird. So I write about stuff that I know, but I haven't received backlash. I think the thing is for me is that I think people are kind of like, oh, well, that's different. But then I would even say this, like if you guys came or anyone came and heard me speak, you know, at a church, you would be kind of like, oh, well, that makes sense because it's the same thing. I have less time. And material too. Like, I think a lot of quote unquote Christian comics where they forget is they didn't forget their audience. So if you're at an open mic, you may not do what I would call church material there because people won't really get it.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, you got to have to know your audience, but I haven't received much backlash. Maybe in the future I will, but I haven't received much at all.
Yeah. And that's our goal. Like we talked about that on one of the podcasts. We want to go do some churches and stuff. Cause I think I've done a couple of churches before and I love it. I think people, they respond well too, because it's not just a sermon. It's not just a lesson. It's also real life. And when you do talk about real life stuff, that's not, you know, that's not offensive, right? We're not gonna talk about drugs and whatever. And so like that.
Sure. So, yeah.
But when you talk about your real life, your family, your kids, things that people can relate to, they're gonna love it because they're in that same situation. Oh, this guy has the same struggle that I have. This guy, you know, he's, you know, with his wife or with his kids or whatever his job or whatever it is. And I love that happens. What is your goal? Like, in comedy, what would you like in like 5 years? Where would you like to see yourself?
Yeah, that's great.
They'll say premium blend. It's over now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, 5 years, you don't know what's going to happen. Freaking Meteor is going to hit. And it's going to be I Am Legend over here. You know what I mean? I would love to be full time. I mean, that would probably be a goal to be full time. I always say that full time, not famous. That's a misconception. Right.
Yeah.
If that is a byproduct of being full time, well, that's awesome. But you know, there's a guy that I follow who's kind of up and coming now that I consider him someone that I would look up to a lot in comedy is Dustin Nickerson. You know, he just released this last week, his Amazon special, you know, and I've seen Dustin from when he was starting out, you know, just even 7 years ago, or I knew of his comedy about 2 years ago and just seen him from 2 years then to traveling. And then now, you know, opening up for some pretty big headlining acts, you know, and he's been on, you know, Chris Rock's show on Comedy Central, but I can see it looking at him. I see like, okay, he's making a living at it. And I think that's the misconception that people have in comedy is they think, oh, well, you want to just be famous and rich. Well, the percentage of that is astronomical. Yeah, it's so small. You got to, and I think in a lot of ways you got to be lucky. And I also think you got to be marketable. I don't, people forget that. But my job would be to be full time. I mean, if you're making a living, making people laugh, what better living could that be? That doesn't mean you have to be rich, but if you can support yourself, I heard Dave Chappelle say it this way. And I know this is the Clean Comedy Podcast, so we shouldn't really be dropping Dave, but
I love Dave. Said, no, it's okay.
Yeah. But he said this, I think it was on inside the Actor Studio. His dad said, well, what is your goal? Is to be famous? And he said, well, he told his dad, he's like, well, you're a teacher and you provide for your family. So if I can make enough money as much as a teacher makes doing comedy, then that's successful. And I look at it like the same with what I'm, you know, my salary now at my current job. If I can do that, but also do it through comedy, well, then that's successful to me. That would be a good goal, because then that would be the ultimate goal.
Yeah. That's exactly what I think too.
Yeah. I mean, you guys too. I mean, I think every comic's goal is to be a full-time comedian. I think that's what everyone's trying to shoot for at some point. Mm-hmm.
So how do you come up with your ideas for Instagram, what you're going to make sketches or skits about, or what you're going to make little videos about? Because that, I find that to be the hardest thing for most people, is what they're going to make videos about. Is
it just that's a good question. it's funny because I drive for work so much that I think about things. And a lot of times ideas come to me off the cuff. Like I did this little series, and this is just a random thing, but I did this little series like, called Meanwhile in Stockton, you know, like, cause you know, everyone does stuff like that, because I see weird things in Stockton all the time. Like literally all, like there was a guy selling his mixtape out of he was riding a bike, selling his mixtape, and the mixtape, which is actually CD, and who uses CD still, they were in the bike spokes. So when he was like riding his bike, his CD was in the, and I was like, well, Meanwhile in Stockton. Okay. So like, you know, it's just, I think for me, things just come to me, or an idea. Like for example, I just made a video just last week. I was at my niece's, I was with my niece and she was telling me a story, and you have guys, I know you have kids, James, and things like that. Luke, do you have kids?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have kids either. So we're in the same boat. So like, my niece was telling me a story and I was, she just wouldn't get to the point. And then, you know, kids are, they're like, man, and you know, my friend, I'm like, all right, get to the point, you know, like I'm like, hurry up, like. So then like I was just like listening to her. I remember I was leaning back like this listening to her going like, okay. And then that song, you know, from Simon Garfunkel, The Sound of Silence, you know Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, comes to my head. So I just was like, all right, let's make this video. So I just made a video. So, and then she got offended because she was like, was that about me? I'm all, yeah, because you can't get to the point. But but that's, yeah, good, so just anything, everything comes up to ideas and stuff. So
is it wrong that I want that guy's mixtape now? Like I want to get it from this bike. I don't know why. Like I want, if you see him next time, you get me one of his mixtapes.
Oh man, I will, bro. I'll get it. It's just like, you know, and like I made a video. I haven't done it yet, but I want to make a video. This is a side story, but like, okay. So like as a side hustle, you know, during COVID, I started door dashing, right? Just as a side hustle. So I remember vividly, this is like a video that I wanted to make. And this is a legit story where I went to this, and there's really, I don't know, I'm assuming, I don't know parts of Orange County or Ventura County, but there are definitely parts of Stockton that are very, very ghetto. That's and easy. So I went into this, to this chicken and ribs place called Red Chicken and Ribs. And I looked at the order, and I'm not lying, and I was like, you know what? Is this DoorDash order going to make me sound racist? And I looked at the name, and I like looked at it, and it was a plate of, the order was a plate of ribs and a plate of chicken. And the person's name, I was thinking to myself, why is someone like trying to play a joke on me? Because the person's name was Laquita. So chicken place, and I'm like, what, like, am I being racist right now? And so, and then I get to Laquita's house, and I'm not lying to you, James and Luke, this is what the order directions were. It said, call me if I don't answer, text me if I don't answer, stand in the middle of my street and face my apartment complex. and yell out Laquita, and I'll come out.
Okay, so how many of those did you have to do?
I had to do like two of those.
You were getting ready in the middle of the parking lot for number three, like, all right, I'm just gonna yell it out.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. But the thing was, is I didn't ask. I was like, I'm not gonna yell out this woman's name. DoorDash, this Mexican dude yelling out. I mean, Laquita could have been white. Laquita could have been anybody. She could have been Asian for all I knew. But see, I'm like thinking to myself, I'm just sounding like a racist. I should have had a MAGA hat yelling out Laquita. I didn't actually yell it out. I actually, there was a guy, a homeless guy walking in, and I looked at him, and this is a true story. I looked at him, I was like, hey man, you want to make some money real quick? And I thought to myself, why am I asking a grown stranger man that if he wants to make money real quick? That's not a good, but I did. I paid him $10 and he yelled her name out for me. So.
And then did she come out right after
yeah,
that?
Yeah. He actually yelled out. He said, Laquita, get out here. Your ribs are ready. And then she like literally 15 seconds, I hear a door close and she comes out. Only in Stockton, man. Only in Stockton with this house.
That's my old neighborhood in Texas, man. That's legit.
Oh, is that how it
yeah.
was?
Yeah, yeah, dude. Okay. Definitely. Yeah, you just hear somebody, hey man, you need to come outside right now. You just hear somebody come outside. What's up? Like, dude, I've been calling you. Like, what? Like, but yelling works. Like, the phone is louder than I don't get it, man.
That's part of the ghetto that I love. Everyone gets scared of the hood, but that's the aspects of the hood that I love, because it's just, you won't see that in a, you know, you won't go to West Hollywood and be yelling out someone's name. You know what I mean? Like, you won't.
Maybe.
You don't do that. I mean, you never know. Depends on what parts, but, you know.
But also in the hood, this is what people don't get either, is that there's a sense of community. Like, actually, you know your neighbors. Like, I only know, like, two of my neighbors in my entire neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true.
And not for lack of trying. It's not like I haven't tried. It's just that people are just not – sorry, white people, but they're not friendly. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But in the hood, like, everyone knows who everyone is. Like, they know who is, you know, they know the good people, the bad people, who to stay away from, and they'll tell you, oh yeah, he took my stuff last week, you
better yeah.
You know, like, oh, all right, well, I'm not gonna get involved in that, but that's the case. And you're like, okay. But in my neighborhood, I try to talk to people. Like, I'll be like, hey, how's it going? And people just like, what's wrong with you? Like,
what about your neighborhood, Luke? Do they talk to you in your neighborhood? Or
yeah, they're pretty chill here. We're not yelling each other's names outside, though. Or, you
know. Yo, Luke, come outside.
Yeah, Luke, come outside.
Yo, I got your Amazon package, son. They did it again.
Yeah, they
did. You know what? I'm gonna do that this week. I'm gonna put for my Amazon packages, I'll put call me. If I don't answer, text me.
Text you.
If I don't answer, then get in the middle of the street and yell, hey, James, I got your Amazon package.
Let's see if he does it.
I'm doing it this week. That's what I'm doing this week. This is going
to
be fun.
I would totally record it and send it to me, because I would love to see. I was just like, only in Stockton that this would be
a thing. I wonder if I can get the Amazon dude to do it. I'm excited about this right now.
Have him deliver during the next podcast.
All right,
and then don't answer the call. Door. Don't answer the text. Just wait for the yelling to start.
Start yelling. All right.
That's so true.
All right, Vic. So where can people find you? Where can they find more of your comedy? More
they can find me mainly on Instagram. I just started a TikTok. It hasn't really gone off yet, but
ask Instagram, Luke, about that. He'll help you.
Yeah. I know. I've seen Luke's stuff. It's been pretty good, man. I'm waiting for those dances and everything, and then start.
Just the little Fortnite dance.
Exactly.
What is your name on those?
Yeah. So on Instagram, it's at the Vic with the K, just simple. And then on TikTok, it's at the Vic with the K 80. So either one. If they want to find me on Twitter, it's Notorious VIC on Twitter. And then mainly I'm on Instagram a lot, so that's where everybody can find me, at the Vic. There, and it love to connect and do all that stuff there. So
awesome. Luke, where can everybody find you at?
You can find me at lukelaquita.com.
I'm gonna buy that domain now and make that for you. It's gonna be you, because Vic used to have like his image on his stuff was like a dude with a sombrero and a big mustache.
Yes. I actually got in trouble for that. So I had
oh you
to,
did
well oh. I didn't get in trouble, but it's just that people were like, you know, in this very very political climate. They're like, why are you doing that? I'm like, dude, you can't take everything away from us. But anyway, so yeah, I'm going to probably put that guy back up on there.
I liked that one. It was great. And the shades, like the Wokai police shades or whatever and stuff. Yeah. It was awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right. You can find me at jamesdcrevison.com or go to comedypreneur.com. Don't forget to check out Comedypreneur Show. It is on all the podcast stuff now, releasing every week. There's an episode that comes out every Thursday. So check that out. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to contact us. We're more than happy. And thank you so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, and have a great week. Thank you.